We're holding on Chafravah on the days. We did the Mishnah yesterday, but I guess we probably should redo it so we have it clear with the Gemara, yeah.
Okay. Well,
we that's right. We have it together with the Gemara, which is in comment on it, and we'll be able to understand what's going on. The Mishnah says, Hamafish beis sloim la'asham. Person designated two sloim for an asham. Most types of ashamais have to, the Torah says, have to be worth two sloim or more. And instead of using those sloim to buy one animal for an asham, the lokachan shnei elam la'asham. Instead, he bought with it two animals that he intended to bring for an asham. So im hoya echamen, he bought two animals with the two sloim. Im hoya echamen yofesh shtei sloim. If one of them actually is worth two sloim, which could be either that the guy gave him a discount, so it really is intrinsically worth two, but the guy who sold it to him gave him a discount, as we're going to talk about in the Gemara on Chazayin Amar Aleph. Or, according to the Rambam, it's also possible, based on his understanding of the Gemara over here and based on her on a Tosefta or whatever, is that it could be that as long as when he's mocked with it, it's worth two sloim, then we don't care how much he bought it for. We're going to discuss in the Gemara later on what happens if it goes up in value, but the Rambam learns that, yes, if, for example, he bought an animal for one seller, and by the time he comes to be mocked with it, it's worth two, then that would be okay. So now,
so
he spent...
When
it's shechted, yeah, no. At that point, so that it's not a live animal anymore. So again, he bought two animals with two sloim, where it was supposed to be only one. Im hoya echamen yofesh shtei sloim. So if one of them is actually worth two sloim, either like the Rambam says when he's mocked with it, or as Rashi and everybody else would say, meaning that it was actually worth two, the guy just gave him a discount, then yikrav la'ashamay, then he can bring that one as his asham. Vasheni, and the second one, has the din of moiser asham. It has the din of leftover money, or in this case, a leftover animal from an asham. And the din is therefore yirad shi'istoiv. You leave it to graze until it develops a mum. V'yimacher, then you sell it. V'yipul domov l'nadava, and the value of it goes into the nadava boxes in the Beit Mikdash that are used to buy erlis for the tzibur.
Not so chulin.
Right. Another case, lokach ben shnei elam l'chulin. Suppose instead he used the two sloyim to buy two rams which he intended to use for chulin. Now, that means he's committed me'ilah. So suppose echad yofa beis sloyim ve'echad yofa asara zuz. One is worth two sloyim, and the other one is worth 2.5 sloyim. There are 4 zuz to the seller, so 10 zuz equals 2.5 sloyim. So now keep in mind, he has to, there's still the osham that he has to bring, which was worth 2. He also has now me'ilah, which he has to deal with, where me'ilah, he has to pay keren v'chomish. So the keren is the 2 sloyim, and the chomish is the half a seller, the 2 zuz. Therefore, the one that's worth 2 sloyim, he'll bring for his asham. And the second one, the one that's worth 2.5, will be for his me'ilah. Now, we're going to see in the Gemara, there's 2 possible ways of understanding that. Does ashamay mean his original asham that he was supposed to bring, for example, for gzela or shifcha harufa or what have you? Or does it mean the asham for his me'ilah? And what does me'ilase mean? Does it mean the actual misuse of funds of hekdesh that he did, or the carbon that he has to bring for it? So we'll see in the Gemara. Echad la'asham ve'echad l'cholin. In another case, he used the 2 sloyim to buy 2 animals again, but this time he designated one for an asham and one he meant to be for cholin. So now he only committed me'ilah with half the money. So im hoya shal asham yofesh shtei sloyim, if the one that he bought and designated as an asham is worth 2 sloyim, it became worth 2 later, or was worth at the time, whatever, yikrav la'ashamay, then Gordy can bring that one as his asham, because it's worth 2 sloyim. Vasheni l'me'ilasay, the other one will be for his me'ilah, v'yavi ima sela b'chumsha, and along with it, he'll have to bring another sela plus a chomish, because he committed me'ilah with one sela, he committed me'ilah with one sela out of 2, so therefore, he has to bring the korban, and he also has to bring a sela and the chomish of the sela for the me'ilah. So the Gemara starts off. My me'ilasei de katani reisha, v'hasheni le'me'ilasei. When we say in the first part of the Mishnah, meaning in other words, when we say the first part, we're focusing on the part where it says that he bought 2. We have 3 cases in the Mishnah, but we're not going to focus on the first one because it's fairly obvious. It's a plain case of moiser asham. There's not much to discuss with it. What we need to discuss is the 2 cases: one where he bought 2 animals for cholin with his money, and one where he bought 1 asham and 1 cholin. The Reisha, therefore, is the second case of the Mishnah, the case where he bought 2 animals for Cholin. So what do you mean over there that one of them is going to be for his Asham and the other one is going to be for his Me'ilah? the Jekatoni Reish of Asheni Lemilase, where it says the second one is going to be for his Mi'ila. Ilema El Osham, do you mean that he's going to use that one for the ram of the Osham, for the ram that he's going to bring for the Asham Mi'ilos? The problem with that is, now, and you're saying that that one, the one that's worth 2.5, will be used for that. Lememra, the Chomish Bahadi Ayel Ma'isulay. What do you mean? The Chomish doesn't go along with the ram. The whole point is, you're supposed to pay Hekdesh for what was misused. So you pay a Kerem B'chomish, and then and separately, you bring a ram. The ram itself doesn't have to be worth an extra Chomish.
But if it is.
Yeah, but that you're not accomplishing paying the Chomish on that. In that way, on the face of it.
It's what, 3 fines.
Well, but on the face of it, you're not on the face of it. In order to be paying off your meila, you actually have to be paying hektish. Here, you're not paying hektish. You bring a carbon. That's a different matter. So therefore, on the face of it, it doesn't work. The pasuk says what he misused from hektish, he has to pay and add a chomish to it. Alma bahadi gzele ma'isile. So we see that the chomish is supposed to be together with the keren, not because that's part of the carbon. But oid katani sefer, and besides that, also the last case that the Mishnah mentions, echad la'osham ve'echad la'cholim, when it says, when if he bought two animals, one that he designated as an osham and one that he meant to be for cholim, then we said, if the one that he designated as an osham is worth 2 sloim, we said, yikrav la'ashamai, then he offers that one for his osham, v'asheni l'milos, say the second one for his me'ila, v'yavi ima stela v'chomsha, and along with that, he brings a stela and the chomish. Alma chomish v'hadi gzele ma'isile. So we see the chomish goes along with the gezel. So why in the first case? Are we saying that he brings a more expensive animal? Well, in the middle case of the Mishnah, yeah, for the first case where he did something wrong, are we saying that he brings a larger animal, and the animal itself helps with the chomish, right? No, mi'ilosoi means ma'idi ishani mehektish. No, so we have to say that in the Reisha, the word mi'ilosoi means the actual amount that he misappropriated from hektish. In other words, the Gemara calls it later on gzeloi. In other words, you can distinguish between... Well, in other words, we didn't use the word gzeloi, but well, you did bad gzeloi, right? So mi'ilosoi means the gzeloi. Ma'idi ishani mehektish means what he misused from hektish. In other words, when he took two sloim and bought with it two rams for cholin, the one that's worth 10 sloim becomes the one that he pays. But so mi'ilosei means ma'idi ishani mehektish. Mi'ilosei therefore means the fact that he had hanah from hektish, that he took these 2 sloim and used them to buy animals. V'yeshne mishtei sloim. So therefore you have that constitutes the 2 sloim. Da'afrishnu la'osham, which he set those aside and ended up buying one animal, which now is worth 2. So what happened is da'afrishnu la'osham, he started by designating 2 sloim that he was going to use to buy an osham. The lochachan shnei elim b'cholin, he used it to buy 2 rams for cholin. So now what happens is the yofish shnei sloim makriv le'el osham. So the one that's worth 2 sloim, he uses that. He buys with that the ram for, he uses, not he buys, the animal he already has. He uses that animal that's worth exactly 2 as the osham that he was supposed to originally. The one that's worth 10 zuz, what he's doing is he's giving it as his original osham. And it accomplishes this way. He is paying off the keren b'chomish. He is paying off the Karen Rechomish because, in other words...
He has to pay with money.
No, so 1 second. The point is, in other words, that had he taken from Kodesh Bedek HaBayis, then yes, he did, then we would say that, then we would say he'd have to pay, he'd have to take from Kodesh Bedek HaBayis. But here, where he took from Kodesh Mizbeach, the original 2 sloim was supposed to go for Kodesh Mizbeach, then he can accomplish paying it off by bringing a carbon that is going to the Mizbeach.
Because he designated
to begin with, to go on the Mizeach. Yeah.
On the
right. So therefore, yeah. So therefore that's enough. So therefore, the animal that's worth 10 zuz, 2.5 sloim, amounts to the gezel plus the chomish. And therefore, umay me'ilos the gzelon. So when we say in the Mishnah that the first one is for his osham and the second one is for his me'ila, what we really mean is the first one, the one that's worth 2 sloim, he's bringing as the osham for the asham me'ilos. So remember, for the Me'ilah, he has to pay Hekdesh and he has to bring an Asham. So like this, the first animal, the one that's worth two Sloyim, eight Zuz, he's bringing for the Asham Me'ilahs. Along with that, he's also bringing the other animal, which is worth 10 Zuzim. That itself, by bringing it as a Korban, he is paying off the Me'ilah because he took the money to begin with that was supposed to be used for a Korban and used it to buy a Cholan animal. But now he's making up for that by taking that very same animal, which is worth 10, and which is worth 10 zuzim, and bringing it as a korban, and that accomplishes also, therefore he's bringing it along with, so it comes out that that one is accomplishing two things. He's paying off his debt to Hekdesh for his gezel, and at the same time, he's also bringing the original Asham that he had to for Shifcha Harofa, or what have you.
10 zuz is not enough for a korban.
10 zuz is enough for a korban. 8 zuz is all you need for an Asham. 8 zuz is 2 slime.
Oh, 8 zuz is 2 slime.
Yeah. So that's what it means, in other words. So Me'ilosa in the Reisha means what he actually missed, means the Hanah that he had from Hekdesh.
Right.
So he took two Sloyim that were supposed to belong to Hekdesh, that were supposed to belong to Kodesh Mizbeach. He misused them. Therefore, he owes Hekdesh, he owes the Mizbeach 2.5 Sloyim, 10 Zuzim. So by bringing one animal that's worth 10 and one... 10 Zuzim is 2.5 Selah.
2.5 Selah.
I just said.
You said before 2 Selah.
No. 10 Zuz equals 2.5 Selah. There are 4 Zuz to the Selah. So it comes out, so he's bringing the two animals. One is worth 8, and we're saying that he brings la'ashamai, meaning not for his original asham. For the
4 zuz to the stella.
Yes, that's what I just said.
So
therefore, 8 zuz is equal. That's what I just said. But here we're talking about, he has two animals that he bought with the two sloy. One of them turns out to be worth 8, and one turns out to be worth 10.
Right.
So we're saying that the Mishnah had said, he brings the one that's worth 8, he's bringing as his asham. And the one that's worth 10 is bringing as his Me'ilah. So now we're explaining that Ashamai does not mean his original Asham. It means the Asham that he owes for Me'ilah. And Me'ilasa means that he's paying back his Gezel. He's paying Keren V'Chomesh over there, which equals 10. And at the same time, that is also accomplishing that he's bringing the original Asham that he had to bring for Shivcha Harufa or whatever. Okay. So that's what it means. Well then, okay. There's no changing. He originally bought them for Cholin, so now by taking one of the ones that he bought for Cholin and using it to pay his Me'ilah by bringing it as a korban and using the other one as the actual Asham Me'ilah, then he's dirty. As long as they have the right values, right? So the question is, B'mayu Kimtel, Me'ilasa Duresha Gzeilah. So what are you telling me then? The word Me'ilasa in the beginning of the Mishnah means not the korban of Me'ilah, but rather to pay off his debt of Me'ilah. The amount that he misappropriated, Rakdish. Ema Sefer, if you're going to say that, look at the last case of the Mishnah, where the last case mentions that he has one that he brings for Ashamai and the second one for Milosai. There, necessarily, the Ashamai has to mean the original Asham that he intended, because it says he bought one for an Asham and one for Cholin. So the one that he bought for an Asham Shifcha Harofa, has to stay an Asham Shifcha Harofa. So therefore, so Ema Sefer, Echad La'asham ve'echad La'cholin, Im Hoya shall Asham Yafa Shtei Sloim, if the one of the Asham is worth two Sloim, Yikrav La'asham, and he brings that on behalf of his original Asham, for the Asham Shifcha Harofa, Va'asheni La'me'ilah, the second one goes towards the Me'ilah, the Yavi Ima Sela V'chomesh, and along with that, he has to bring a Sela V'chomesh, Al Me'ilosei El Asham. So there you see, in the Sefer, you see in the word Me'ilosei, So now you see that in the Sefer, the word Me'ilasa does not mean the amount he misappropriated. It means the korban for the Me'ilah. Because that's what we're saying, in other words. So it's changing the meaning. So how can you do that? The answer is Reisha Korilei Me'ilasa Gzeilei. No, actually, that's what it is. In the Reisha, we're using the word Me'ilah to refer to his Gezel. Sefer Korilei. And in the Sefer, we're changing the word Me'ilah. Actually, it's a question, really. It's still part of the question. How are you using the word Me'ilasai in the Mishnah in two different senses? First to mean the Gezel and then to mean the Korban for the Me'ilah. The answer is, Reisha Dehavi Le'ayil Rubon Kerem Rechomshoi. The difference is like this. In the Reisha, we have to say the Mishnah means that way because In the Reisha of the Mishnah, the more expensive animal, Ruban means the larger one. Shita Mekubetzes brings a Girsa instead of Ruban, that it should be Dizovan, that he bought.
Two slime one.
Right. So the one that's worth 2.5, the one that's worth 10 zuzim. So that one, Keren v'chomshoi, that one equals the entire Keren plus Chomesh. Therefore, in that sense, Therefore, of necessity, in that part of the Mishnah, the word me'ilah must be used to be the gezel, because that animal by itself is worth the entire amount of the gezel plus the chaimish. So therefore, of necessity, we have to, when the Mishnah is saying one of them is for his osham and one of them is for his me'ilah, of necessity, therefore, me'ilah has to mean the gezel. The 2.5 has to represent the gezel, and the other one has to represent the chaimish. Right. So why are we saying normally an osham only has to be worth 8 zuz? Why this time is he bringing one that's worth 10 zuz? Because it involves the me'ilah, because it involves the gezel itself plus the chaimish. Sefer, the lohavi ayil ruban keren v'chaimish, as opposed to in the sefer, the larger animal does not represent the keren v'chaimish, because we said the first animal that he bought he already designated as an osham. We only have the second animal left. Therefore, we use the word me'ilase to refer to the actual ram of the osham itself, meaning that, in other words, in that case, we wind up that both animals are worth only exactly 8 zuzim in the last scenario of the Mishnah. So therefore, neither one is enough to cover the whole me'ilah. Therefore, of necessity, he can't be yotze his me'ilah, his gezel, by bringing this other animal for a carbon. He needs to bring actual money, right?
Basically, what we're saying is if the value is insufficient, he has to bring money.
Right, but what we're also saying is, in other words, that in the last case of the Mishnah, and we mentioned this yesterday from Shitta Mukubetsis, the reason is because in the first case, given that he bought the two animals and neither one was designated as an Osham, he has the ability to designate either one he wants as the Asham Me'ilos, and whichever one he wants as the Asham Shifa Harufa. So therefore, and in the last case, he designated one to begin with as the Asham Shifa Harufa, so he has to keep it that way, right?
Because
the Mishnah has to have
there was
no point.
Designation in one case.
Okay, but still, the point nevertheless is the Mishnah has to tell us what the actual din would be, what he has to do in each case, telling us the practical din, what he has to do in each of these cases. Okay. Boy of Menashe Bagada, Bikinus Chumshin Maushi Skanker. Can a person have his kapara of an osham? Let's explain. With the collection of Chumshin. So what does that mean? Rashi explains, suppose a person took these two sloim that were supposed to be for an asham, and he committed me'ilah with them several times. Now, each time he commits me'ilah, hold on, the pashtus, it means he used the money again and again, but wait, now, one second. Each time he uses the two sloim, he owes hekdesh two sloim plus another half a fella, because that's the chaimish. So the question is, what happens eventually if he does that four times, each time a half a fella, after four times, it adds up to two sloim? Can he use those chumshin themselves to buy an osham for his me'ilah? Now, so that's Rashi's explanation of what's going on over here. Although various mefarshim asked on that, both Rishonim and Achronim, how are you able to commit me'ilah with the same money again and again? We're going to learn in the second me'ilah, and we've learned sporadically here and there that once something of hekdesh has been misused, the shogeg we're talking about, because that's when it becomes cholin, then that's it. It becomes cholin, and it's impossible to do me'ilah with it again. You have something, you have, let's say, a brick or whatever that belongs to hekdesh. The person took it from hekdesh and used it. That's it. It becomes cholin, and it becomes chayiv and asham me'ilah. So
it never becomes
back. So the Orach HaNer explains that, let's say, we're talking about that, okay, so what happened was he was moil. Now at this point he owes one second. So that's what the Orach HaNer explained. That we're talking about. So he was moyer with the two sloyim. Then he paid the two sloyim to hekdesh, but not well. Either the same two sloyim or different ones, whatever he paid. Now so and he didn't yet pay the chaimish. He only paid the keren. Then he committed me'ilah again with those two sloyim, and then he gave them back to hekdesh and again. So therefore, it's possible for it to add up.
Every time he pays, he has a new.
Well, right. So each time the money becomes hektish, and therefore each time you have another chaimish. That's how it is. I mean, because each time he commits me'ilah, he's chayv another chaimish. So the question is, if the chumshim after a while add up, the Shitta Mukubetsis brings from a Tosfos Tzaviad that says that, let's say, another scenario could be, let's say, he has some chumshim plus some regular money. Can he combine them together to use to buy his asham, whatever? Okay. So the question is, If do we say like this? Now, we have a machloikas in a few places. Most recently, we had it at the end of Tamura. Do we say that a person can use shvach hektish, the increased value of hektish, for his kapara? So, and we had a discussion about it. So that's what one example we learned in Tumura would be, for example, if he has an animal of Kodshim that's pregnant and gives birth, and he wants to use the baby for his, and he wants to use the baby animal for his kapara instead of the mother. That would be Odom Miskapa B'Shvach Hektish. That's a case of Shvach Hektish.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's one case. So in Timtza Loyma Odom Miskapa B'Shvach Hektish, you could argue that maybe normally a person is able to use Shvach Hektish. Another example, actually, Rashi says, would be, let's say, for example, now again, we said in the Mishnah that the Oshem has to be worth two Sloyim. So another example of Shvach Hektish, Rashi brings, let's say, for example, he bought a ram for only a Stella, where at that point he can't bring it as a carbon yet, because that has to be two Sloyim, and then the value increased by the time he's bringing it as a carbon. So that would be Shvach Hektish. Odom Miskapa B'Shvach Hektish. So that's if we say that, maybe we would say normally Mishum de Katora Chame. He would say, you know why? Fine, you're going to allow him to use Shvach Hektish because the fact of the matter is he did put effort into it. It didn't just increase in value by itself. Aval Hocha de Loi Katora. Here he didn't go to any trouble that called. Now, but here the Chomesh is the Shvach Hektish, but he didn't call. I mean, he called by doing Meila, but he didn't go to the trouble of like fattening up the animal or feeding it or whatever in order to make it worth more. The fact that he owes another Chomesh is not really because of something positive that he did. Therefore, Loi Miskaper. Maybe you could argue that he can't use the Chomshin towards his Ashram. Or maybe we could argue the other way around. Even in Tim Tzolema, not a Miskapa, but Shvach Hektish, you could argue that normally a person cannot use Shvach Hektish for a Kapara. He needs to spend his own money. But you could argue Mishum Delay Afrashen. The reason why normally that's the case is because when he designated it, it didn't yet have that value. For example, in the case of one Stella versus two, when he designated the animal, it was only worth a Stella. And then it went up. Aval Hoden Kinus Chumshin, but this collection of Chumshin, the Afrashen, where Afrashen, but this collection of Chumshin, the Afrashe, where after all he did designate it for he's gathering it together, and eventually it all came from the fact that he had to bring an Osham. So you could argue that maybe he is able to be Miskaper with it. And in fact, the Boilahu, now this is based on a more general question. Miskapa b'shvach hektish aloi. Can a person use shvach hektish to be miskapa or not? As in Rashi's example, he bought an animal cheap, and now when it was actually worth less, and now it's worth more, can he be miskapa with it? So Toshma, we said in our Mishnah, Hamach b'shnei. So we just said, you could say yes, you could say not. You could say that normally you can, because he put tircha into it, and why did it go up in value? Because of his tircha, but here not. Or you could say that normally he can't, because he wasn't makrish. When he was makrish, it was worth less. Maybe the Torah wants that he should be makrish an animal that's worth a certain amount. But over here, maybe we could say he is makrish because he owes
the animal, not its value.
Right, but the point is he has to bring an animal that's worth a certain amount.
Well, that's the point.
That's the question. Therefore,
at
the time when he was makrish, it wasn't worth two sloyim. Now it is. We could say that maybe he can't be in the scapper with that. Maybe he actually has to spend two sloyim. So Toshma, we said in our Mishnah, Hamakrish Shnei Sloyim L'Osham, person designated two Sloyim to bring an Osham, the Lokafam Shnei Elam L'Osham, the first case of our Mishnah, where he bought two animals for an Osham, two rams for an Osham. So we said, Hoya Echamen Yofa Shnei Sloyim, if one of them in and of itself is worth two Sloyim, Yikrav L'Oshamay, he brings that one for his Osham, Ba'asheni Yirad Shiyistoyv, the second one he leaves to graze until it develops a mum, V'Yimacher, and then he sells it, V'Yipul Domov L'Nadava, and the value of it goes to Nadava. Now, my love, aren't we talking about the case, the Zavan Ba'arba Ayil, aren't we talking about that he spent four Zuzim, that is one Sela, to buy a ram, the Shavach, now the animal went up in value, the Shavit Tmanya, now it's worth eight Zuz, which is two Sloyim, and we're saying he's able to bring it as a carbon, Ushmamina Odom Miskapa B'Shvach Hektish. Therefore, we would see that a person can use Shvach Hektish, even though he only spent a Sela, but now that it went up in value and it's worth two, he's able to use it. So we see that
works. But one second, maybe he sold the animal with an extra Sela.
Okay, so then we're going to get to that. But right now, but still, the answer is loy, but not even necessarily hoch my skin, because we could actually be talking about the oizel roya gabe. Because we could be talking about where the shepherd who sold him the animal gave him a discount. So it isn't even necessarily that at the time it was actually intrinsically worth only one. It may have actually intrinsically been worth two, and the guy sold it to him for one for whatever reason.
Yeah, right.
So therefore, so no proof from that Odom Miskapa B'Shvach Hektish. Adam is kafir b'shvach hektish would mean if the animal intrinsically was worth only one and now it's worth two.
And
here it was intrinsically worth two. The fact that he spent only one is because the shepherd in effect is willing to say, you gave me one and I'm willing to consider it as two. That wouldn't be shvach hektish. So actually, Shitta Mukubetis points out, like, why don't we say, as you said, that it's talking about that he fed it and fattened it up? The reason is because the expression in the Mishnah is not v'harei echad b'shtei sloyim, that now it turns out that one of them is worth two sloyim, which would mean that it was fattened up and now it's actually worth more. The expression was im hoya echad men yof b'shtei sloyim, if one of them was worth two sloyim, meaning it was at the time. Yeah. Okay, Toshma. Okay, let's look at a braisa. It says, Lokach ayel b'sela. Suppose he bought a ram for a seller, or pitmoy, and then he fattened it up, behemide el shtayim, and now he made it worth two, kosher, so it's kosher, shmamina odom eskapa b'shvach hektish. Because now you have shvach. But the answer is loy, no, because pitmoy shiny. No, you could say where he fattened it up, then a foot, because where he fattened it up, he actually spent money. Ultimately, he spent eight. He spent four zuz to buy, and another four zuz fattening it up. So therefore, therefore he actually spent eight zuz. We don't care that at the time he bought it. Yeah. Okay. Toshma.
Well, he was given the food and he didn't buy it.
Okay, so somebody spent four zuz on it. Whatever. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Fine. I mean, Bepastros. So when we say, for example, that an ashram has to be worth two sloim, it doesn't mean that somebody can't give him it as a gift. Right? It doesn't necessarily mean that he has to actually spend eight. Doesn't matter. No, Aldermis Kaffir, but that wouldn't be Shvach Hektish. That would be somebody else. Somebody else gave it to him.
No, he buys the ram, but then someone gives him the food to
spend. Same difference, though. The point is, altogether, eight zuzim were spent. Four by him and four by somebody else. That's neither here nor there.
Okay.
Toshma. Lokach ayo b'sela. Another braisa says, we bought a ram for a seller. V'hareo b'shtayim, and now it's worth two. Kosher, and then it's kosher. So then you see all the meskapa b'shvach hektish, and the answer is hochanamik shepitman. Because you could say that same thing. You could say that it's talking about fattened it up. The question is yichochi heinu resha. Isn't that the same as the first case in the braisa?
Exactly.
These are both part of one braisa. So if you say that one is talking about he fattened it up, and the other one is talking about it naturally increased in value by itself just as prices went up, then fine, that's the difference. But if both of them are talking about he fattened it up, then what's the difference?
Yeah.
The answer is Reisha Dezoven Ba'arba Ba'ashkache Ba'arba Achrina. The first case that the Braisa is talking about, he bought it for four. He used four. He spent four to fatten it up. Dechosele Tzmanya. So altogether, he spent eight. Sefer Dezoven. Tzmanya Zeya. Sefer Dezoven Ayo Ba'arba Ba'ashkache Ba'tzlosa. The Sefer is talking about, he bought it for four. He spent only three on fattening it up. The Shavit Tzmanya, but now altogether, it's worth eight. In other words, so he didn't spend the full eight on it, so therefore you have one zuz that he didn't spend. So the question is, now the obvious question is, in that case you still have shvach hektish. It's worth eight, so you still have shvach hektish in that regard. So we'll get back to that. You have one zuz of shvach hektish, so we'll get to that in a second. But first we have to ask anyway. Fine, if you're going to explain the braisa that way. If you're going to explain the braisa that way, Ema Sefer, then look at the next part of the braisa. So the last part says Yeshalem Sela. So we said if he bought it for one, then Yeshalem Sela. Then the braisa continues. He has to. There's a case where he has to pay a Sela. What do you mean he should have to pay a whole seller? He already spent seven zuz, all he should have to pay is one more zuz. The answer is my yeshalim tashlim the seller. You're right. Yeshalim seller doesn't mean he has to spend a full seller. It means he has to spend one more zuz to make up, to complete the seller. Right. Rashi explains, here we can't be talking about where this guy who sold it to him gave him a discount, because the expression Yeshalim Sela means that the full amount wasn't worth the full amount at the time. Yeshalim Sela implies you have to go give the gizbar something. So if the shepherd gave him a discount or gave it to him for free, then we don't care about that. Again, it doesn't matter that he himself didn't spend it. The point is that it was worth that amount. So we have to be talking about where it actually is not worth two sloyim, and therefore we're saying that he has to make up the one zuz. Okay, so the question is still the isak daidach the ain't not a miskapa b'shvach hektish. Still though, if you're going to say that a person can't use shvach hektish for his kapara, he needs to spend the full amount has to have been spent has to have been spent. Ki yoiv tashlim the seller my havi. So how does it help if he makes up the seller? Ayo ben shtei sloyim bein. And the fact of the matter is that it has to be a ram that's worth two sloyim. Veleka, and it's not because only seven, because only seven zuz has been spent on it. So you see that odem miskapa b'shvach hekdesh after all. Fine, it's not the full seller. It's only a zuz, but a zuz is still a zuz.
Because
we're seeing that he's allowed to bring the korban even though it was only worth seven at this point. Because or even though he only spent seven on it, even though only seven was spent,
it's worth eight.
It's, well, now it's worth eight. But that extra zuz comes from shvach hekdesh. He spent seven on it, and now prices have gone up a bit, and now it's worth eight. And if we're saying that he's able to do that at that point, then good. That means odem miskapa b'shvach hekdesh. The answer is no. No, okay, yes, we can answer that actually, yes, this braisa holds by the opinion odem miskapa b'shvach hekdesh. Fine, that doesn't mean that everybody would hold that way. Yeah, one braisa that says that way. Okay, so the question is, yeah, la'olam kasava, after all, we can say the braisa holds odem miskapa b'shvach hekdesh. Okay, so then in that case, tihochi tashlum the seller, lo yitin, then why does he have to pay the extra zuz to make it, to bring it up to two slaim? The reason is high no time. If you have tashlum in the seller, the only reason he has to do that gzeira shem yoyim or ayo pachas mishtei tloim mechaper. It's only a gzeira midrabanan because otherwise people are going to think that a person can bring an ashram that's worth less than two. They know he spent four on it. They know he spent another three on it, and then they're not going to realize that now it actually went up in value and now it's worth eight. And so now he has four plus three came from his pocket, and the remaining one comes from hekdesh, and we're saying it works, but people are not going to realize that. People are going to think altogether he spent seven, therefore you can use an ashram that's worth seven.
Let me ask you a question. By that logic, let's say he bought it for four, and for less than four, let's say he bought it for four,
yeah,
and it increased to one more.
It's fine. Yeah, well, it's still not worth two slayim. Obviously, you can't use it yet at that point.
No.
Well, so then it's not. You can't talk about odem. We can't talk about odem miskapa b'shvach hekdesh. The fact is, it's not suitable to be brought to the korban until it's worth eight.
What I mean is, you bought it for one. You put one
zuz in there.
Some food and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And then an increase to eight.
Fine. Well, that's the same question. Doesn't matter. That doesn't matter how much. No. Okay. So my havi Allah. Okay. The Gemara says, what's the bottom line as far as this question? Yeah. After all, that answer is a bit of a doichet to say that the Chachamim would make a zera for that purpose.
Why?
Because it's a doichet to say that either person is miskapa b'shvach hekdesh or not. If he can be, then we shouldn't worry about the people are going to think you could
read them.
No. Rashi says shinuya d'chiku. It's a bit of a doichet. If a person is miskapa b'shvach hekdesh, he shouldn't have to pay anything extra.
Right.
Nobody else knows exactly how much was spent over here. So Toshma, the Shasatrosha Yocha Sela, a Braisa says if the animal when he designated it for a korban was worth a Sela, the Shas Kapara Yocha Shtei Sloim, and then when it came time for Kapara, it was worth two Sloim. It's a Braisa. Says lo yotze, he was not yotze, which would mean that odem ein miskapa b'shvach hekdesh. However, that would be the bottom line. However, Rashi and the Rambam take out the word loy over here, and their girsa is yotze, that he is yotze. That odem miskapa b'shvach hekdesh. And that's how the Rambam has it.
Mistake, right,
yeah, then, well, in other words, there would be a mistake in the printing. It would be a mistake in the ksavyat, whatever.
You can have two braises, one against the other.
Fine, that's fine. But in this braise that we said, b'shas afrosha yofa sela, b'shas kapora yofa shtei sloim, Rashi and the Rambam have the girsa yofa, that he is yofa, and that's that. So that answers the question. So the halacha is he can be yofa b'shvach, yeah, miskapa b'shvach, that's right. Okay. Boy Rabbi Elazar. So now Rabbi Elazar asks this very question, because he didn't know the braise that we just quoted. So he asks, odem miskapa b'shvach hekdesh eloi. Can a person use shvach hekdesh for his kapara or not? Like in this case, over the animal going up in value, or again, like we talk about in Tzmura, about the baby of the kodshim, etc. Yeah. Almer Rav Yechanan, so Rav Yechanan is very surprised by the question. He says, kama shonim gadol zebeinenu. Look how many years has this person, Rav Elazar, has been growing up by us, learning in our yeshiva? V'lai shoma halacha zumimeni, and he never heard this halacha from me. So the question is, does that mean that Rabbi Yochanan actually said a halacha about it? Where do we see that Rabbi Yochanan addressed this issue? Miklal, does that imply that Rabbi Yochanan actually said such a thing, that now he's surprised why Rabbi Elazar didn't know it? The answer is, yes, Rabbi Yochanan indeed did say such a thing. Ba'al hadda amra, he said it in connection with the following case. We have a Mishnah in Menachos that says Vlad Toda Utmurasa, a baby of a Korban Toda, because a Korban Toda can be a female animal. Yeah. Yes, it's not. Yeah, we learn in a Mishnah. So Vlad Toda, the baby of a Korban Toda. He knew a Mishnah. He didn't know the din that Rabbi Yochanan said on that Mishnah. One second. Vlad Toda Utmurasa, the baby of a Toda, or the Tmura of a Toda, V'chein HaMachvish Todas of Avda, or also a person designated an animal for his Toda, V'avda, and the animal got lost, V'hifrash Acheres Tachzeh, and he designated another animal to bring as a Toda instead. In all those cases, Ein Te'una Lechem, the replacement animal, or the Vlad, or whatever, does not require the bread, the usual 40 loaves of bread that go together with a Toda. And the Sholach Rav Chanina Mishmei Rav Yechanan. Now, in that connection, Rav Chanina sent a message to the other Chachamim in the name of Rav Yechanan that you should know. Lo Shonu Ela La'acha Kapara. This that was saying that you don't bring the bread along with it would only be La'acha Kapara. Only if he found the original animal and brought it to the korban, and then we're talking about. That he's bringing the Vlad as well, the Vlad Ein Tohen Lechem, only then we would say that the Vlad that he's bringing as a second korban does not require Lechem, Aval Lifnei Kapara Tohen Lechem, but if it was before the Kapara, so he hadn't brought the original animal because it was still lost, then the animal he's replacing it with would require Lechem, Alma Kasavim Eskapa B'Shvach Hektish, which goes to show, therefore, that Rabbi Yechanan holds that a person could be miskapa b'shvach hektish, because we see, in other words, that we're saying that he can bring the baby instead of the mother. That is a case of shvach hektish. To use the vlad instead of the mother is an example of shvach hektish, that he doesn't have to spend money on another animal. He's able to use the baby that this animal gave birth to. That's shvach hektish. So you see from that, Rabbi Yochanan holds that yes. So therefore, so now Rabbi Yochanan is surprised how Rabbi Elazar hadn't heard that yet. Okay. In that connection, also, boy Rabbi Elazar, bali chayim nidchin eloi. Do we say that living animals can be, we've had this discussion a number of times. Can living animals be nidcha or not? I mean, on the face of it, the Gemara puts this and the other questions together because Rabbi Yochanan has the same reaction to each one. How is it Rabbi Elazar never heard what I had to say about it? The Aruch HaNer has a long lamdashe explanation about that. There is actually a deeper connection between the questions.
So that's also a Mishnah.
In that one second. So he's asking Bala Chaim Nishchanel, but Amr Rav Yechanan, so Rav Yechanan has the same reaction. Harei Kama Shonim Godol Zabeninu, look how many years this person, Rav Elazar, has been growing up and learning Torah by us. V'loi Shoma Halacha Zumimeni, he never heard this Halacha from me. So again, the question is, the quality of Rav Yechanan Amra, does that mean that Rav Yechanan actually ever addressed this din? And the answer is Ein. Indeed, Rav Yechanan did. The Amr Rav Yechanan, because we find Rav Yechanan said, "Behema shel shnei shufin, an animal that belongs to two partners, hikdish chetzia, if one of the partners was makdish his half." Now, if it was that the animal belonged only to him, we would say poshta kedusha b'kula, which we learned about in Erchin, that because the half of the animal davar shana shama ploya boy, it's something that it needs in order to stay alive, and therefore kedusha would go on the whole thing. But because it belongs, if it was his entirely, but because it belongs, even if only makdish right, but because it belongs partly to another person, therefore that blocks the kedusha from the other part. So, because of a lock of chetia, later on, the partner who was makdish his half bought the other half from his partner, the ikdisha, and then he was makdish that half as well. The din is kedusha ve'ena kreva. That animal has kedusha, but you can't bring it as a korban. One second, we'll see why. Va'oisa tmura, it is able to produce a tmura. If a person were to say another animal is a tmura of this one, it would have the din of a tmura. Or tmura sakayetzba, and the tmura is going to have the exact same din as the original animal, namely that you can't be makdish. Shma mina flas, and we see from this din that Rabbi Yochanan says, we see three things. Number one, shma mina balechayim nidchin. Number one, we see, which is what we were out to prove over here, that Rabbi Yochanan holds living animals can be nidcha. Nidcha, meaning that it was rejected from being brought as a korban, because at the time when only half of it was hektish, it was rejected from being brought as a korban, because you can't bring an animal that's only half kodesh, because you can't bring korban into the azara. Later on, even though now it becomes usable as a korban, it still remains nidcha. We have in a number of places in Shas where Rabbi Yochanan argues with Rav on that, where Rav says, Balei Chaim ain't nidcha, which is the halacha. So the halacha is balachayim and nitchen. But Rabbi Yochanan held balachayim nitchen. That's one thing we can see. Usually the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan against Rav. This is one of the exceptions. I don't know why. Number two, shmamin of kedushas damim matche. Number two, we see that an animal that only has kedushas damim is considered is also nitcheh. Right over here, we see it's kedushas damim only because it doesn't have kedushas aguf on the face of it.
Yeah.
Because only half of it became kaddish at the beginning with, and yet we say at the time when it only had kedushas damim, because only half of it was hekdish. Nevertheless, we say at that point it's considered nitcheh already. With that said, though, the Ramban in a different Gemara, this Gemara is brought in a number of places in Chas, the Ramban has a different explanation that Kedushas Domim Madcha means that even an animal that only has Kedushas Domim, when it's the kind of case where it can produce a Tamura, because we said over here, this one can produce a Tamura, then it still has the power, well, because usually an animal that only has Kedushas Domim is not able to produce a Tamura. We learned about that in Tamura, but here it is. But nevertheless, that Kedusha is still strong enough to make that the Tamura is also now considered a Nidfa. And can't be brought in the carving. That's how we learn kedushas damim matcha. Ushmamina yesh dichui b'damim. Number three, we see that there is dichui when it comes to the value of the animal. Now Rashi has a different gusa over here. Instead of kedushas damim matcha, which on the face of it sounds like the same as yesh dichui b'damim, Rashi has the gusa over here that the second one is dochui meikrei havi dochui. That even an animal that when it first enters the status of whether it's accepted or rejected, that is at that point it's nidcha, is considered nidcha. In other words, you don't say that an animal first has to be nira, first has to be usable for its purpose, and only then rejected, only then can it be nidcha. We could say that even when it first entered the status of kodshim, it's nidcha, that could be considered nidcha already, which would be the case over here. Although there are other Rishonim, Tosfos talks about in Zvachim and in some other places that we can still have the Girsa that we have over here, because sometimes you can have the difference between Kedushas Domim versus Yesh Duchri B'Domim. You have, for example, Tosfos gives an example. Let's say you have when the Kohen did the Kabbalah Fadam of the animal, suppose that he used a basin that had blood in it, that had water in it. We learned in Zvachim that when blood falls into the water, it becomes bottle. So there it had Kedushas Aguf, not just Kedushas Damim, but it's still Dochui Mekri. So therefore, so not necessarily are these two things the same thing. You have where it can be one without the other, and therefore, yeah. Okay. Fine. So that's the answer, therefore. So the answer is Rabbi Yochanan holds that Bali Chaim Ninchin, and that's the answer to Rabbi Loza's question. Okay. Next. Boy, Rabbi Loza. Next. Rabbi Lazar asked another question. Who's Lutloyim Ba'olam Mahu? What happens if the universal price of sheep has gone down? We're saying that an Asham has to be worth two sloy. Four of the six types of Asham have to be worth two sloyim. So we're talking about in the Mishnah. No. Well, one second. So the question is,
previously it was with one and went two.
Yeah, well, now the question is, there's no rams, nobody is selling rams for as much as two sloy.
Right.
Everybody is selling rams at lower prices. Yeah, prices have gone down. There's been deflation.
So,
Mahu, what's the din? Mi amrinin mivcha nidreichem v'inin. Do we say, well, the Torah just says you have to bring the best of your nidorim, and therefore v'hoika. So you have the best that you can find is worth less than two sloy.
It has to be a minimum of two.
Yeah, but Oy Dilma Kesef Shkolim Bein and Valeko. Maybe the Torah says it has to be two Shkolim, and therefore that it can't be less. Yeah. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So again, Rabbi Yochanan says, Kama Shonim Gadalnu Beis Medrash. Here, Rabbi Yochanan's reaction is a little bit different. How many years have we been growing up in the Beis Medrash? He was not saying on Rabbi Lazar. He was saying, how many years have we grown up in the Beis Medrash? V'lo Shamayinu Halacha Zu. We have not heard what the din would be in this case. The question is, what do you mean, v'loi? Yeah, what do you mean, v'loi? What do you mean, we never heard it? We find that Rabbi Yochanan himself says in the name of Rav Shimon ben Yochai, Mifnei ma le'nosna tora kitzva b'mchotir kapara. Why is it? Now again, remember, you have six types of Asham, and of those six, two of them are for mchotir kapara. For Nazir, Tomei, and for Metzora. Not Nazir and Tommy. Nazir Tommy has to bring an Asham. Another Tommy and a Mitzvah.
And a
Mitzvah. They have to bring an Asham as well. And what? No, Balkari doesn't bring a carbon at all. He just goes to the mikveh and has hair of damage. So why is it that, so there's only four Mechutzir Kapara, Zav, Zava, Mitzvah, and Yeledes. And another tummy is slightly like a mechutzah kapara as well, in the sense that he needs his korban in order to restore his nezirus. Anyway, the question is, why is it, says Rav Shimon ben Yochai, that the Torah doesn't say that those ashamis have to be worth a minimum amount, only by the other four, shamzelis, etc., does it? The reason is shema yuz lotloim, because what could happen if the price of sheep goes down, ve'inlan takana, lechol v'kodshim, if we said, that the nazir or the masorah dafka had to bring the nazir or the masorah dafka had to bring one that's worth at least two sloim, then you would have a problem. They would never be able to eat kodshim. So therefore, so Rabbi Yochanan himself said in the name of Rabbi Shimon Yochai that the implication is the ones that don't have to be worth two sloim are because of that, because the Torah has rachmanos on a person and doesn't want to leave him stuck. Implying that in all the other cases where it's not a matter of being mechutzah kapara, it does have to be worth two sloim, and if not, then he's stuck. Well, that's it. So we see from that. So what is Rabbi Yochanan saying? We never heard this din. Rabbi Yochanan did hear this din. By implication, from what Rabbi Shimon is saying, we can see that the four types of ashram that have to be worth two sloim have to be worth two sloim. There's no getting around it. Ema, so the answer is, what Rabbi Yochanan meant is, loy lim madnu halacha zu. We never taught this halacha in the Beis Medrash, says Rabbi Yochanan. So what do you mean? Rabbi Zera bar Ada, Mahada Talmudic, or plus in Yoimin Kamei, Rabbi Zera bar Ada, every 30 days, Rabbi Zera bar Ada, Rabbi Chia bar Ada, actually, says Shitamuk about this, would review his learning in front of Rabbi Yochanan every 30 days. So therefore, if Rabbi Yochanan taught it in the Beis Medrash, then at some point Rabbi Chia bar Ada would have reviewed it in front of him. What Rabbi Yochanan means is nobody had ever asked about this in this marriage. So therefore, it never came up. So now, in other words, when Rabbi Lazar brings up the question, then Rabbi Yochanan is very pleased. Up until now, nobody ever thought to brought it up. So I'm glad you brought it up, because now it becomes part of the official canon of the Beis Medrash. Okay. Gufer, getting back to what we said, Amar Rav Yechon and Meshum Rav Shimon Yechai, his name Ma'alei Nosna Torah Kisva Mechusre Kapara, we said, why is it the Torah doesn't give, when it comes to the Mechusre Kapara, a fixed amount that their korban has to be worth? Or for that matter, it's not just in the case of an Asham, but in the case of the other Mechusre Kapara as well. A Zav has to bring two birds, a Zava also has to bring two birds, the Yoledeth has to bring an animal, or a sheep and a bird, or two birds, Kisva means a fixed amount, a fixed value that the animal has to be worth, at least. So why does the Torah not establish such a thing by them? The reason is, as you said, Shema yuz lutzloim, because the value of sheep might go down, ve'en lam takana, lach of a kodshim, and in that case, they wouldn't be able to have any way of eating kodshim, so that the Torah didn't want them to get stuck, and therefore, maskifla abaya, so abaya asked, by that logic, so in that case, why doesn't the Torah establish a minimum value for a regular chatas, a chatas v'chelev, for example? That's the l'chapara asya, v'l'chapara asya. It's coming for kapara. The lav l'ishterui v'achilas kodshim. It's not coming to be matter them to eat kodshim. So why shouldn't the Torah say that a person ate chelev or did one of the other things that makes them chayav a chatas? The Torah should have established a minimum value for the chatas. The same way as the osham, the Torah established a minimum value for the asham zelos and the same way the Torah, and was saying the only reason the Torah didn't establish it by Hashem Nozu and Hashem Metzora is because the Torah had Rachmanos on them. What if the prices go down? Well, a chatas chelev, a chatas for any one of the chayvei kusdos is not in that category. So let the person be stuck. Let there be a minimum value. And then if they can't bring it right away, they'll have to bring it later on. And maskif lo rava. And Rava asks a similar question the other way around. Elamayata, Asham Nazir, sorry, I said before the Asham Nazir and the Asham Metzora. What we can ask, with the Asham Metzora, we can understand. It makes them allowed to eat kodshim. Elamayata, Asham Nazir, the Asham that the Nazir brings, Lahev Kitva, that one also should have a certain minimum value. Because after all, it's really coming. It really doesn't have a purpose. The Amr of Yechonim, Meshum of Shemini Choy, Ein Lecha Davashu Bolavatola El Hashem Nazir Bovad. In general, when the Torah tells a person to bring a korban, either it's for kapara, or it's either a machshir or a machaper, as we learned the terms the other day. The Hashem Nazir is not in that category. The Hashem Nazir is not really being brought for any specific purpose. It's not for kapara, because kapara, you already have a chaper for that. It's not to be machshirim to be able to finish his nazirus. So what is it for? It doesn't really have a defined purpose. Now, that's the question. It should have to have a value. it should have to have a value, because if we're saying that only when it's brought for the purpose of being of making them allowed to eat kodshim, only then does the Torah have rachmanos on him and say we're not going to make it have a fixed value, because otherwise you might be stuck forever. What if prices go down and you're never going to have the ability to pay it? You're never going to have the ability to bring it. But an asham nazir is not like that. Even if the person doesn't bring, even if the person doesn't bring his asham, he's still able to restart his nazirus. He's still able to restart his nazirus.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really have. Now you have an opinion in Masechta Nazir. You have the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel Ben Yosher Rabbi Yechon Mabreka that says he does have to bring the asham to restart his nazirus.
Right.
So according to him, it's not a question. But according to the Chachamim, which is not that law, right? Okay, so it's kasha. You're right, it's a kasha. Why in that case the Torah didn't establish a minimum value in the case of a regular kaptos or in the case of the asham nazir? Okay. Mishnah says, if a person designated an animal for his chatos and then he died, his son is not able to bring it after him. In other words, let's say, for example, the father had eaten chalev, so he designated a korban. Let's say his son had also eaten chalev. We don't say the son can bring the same korban that his father would have brought.
It's
it's not even to be mechapa for the mess. The son wanted to bring it as his own korban. He himself ate korban. That's the point. He can't. In fact, it's a chatoris hamesis, because the father got it. Right? Yeah. We'll see in the Gemara why we need to say that. Mechet el chet, also from one avera to another one, a person can't do it. You can't have, for example, a person designated a chatas for one avera, and now he wants to bring it for a different avera. Afilu hifrish al chelev sha'ochel emesh, and even if it's talking about the same avera, but different instances, even if he designated for chelev that he ate yesterday, emesh means yesterday, lo yubi'ena al chelev sha'ochel ayoyim, he cannot use that same animal for the chelev that he ate today. He has to be the one. So he ate chelev on Sunday and designated a korban. Then he ate chelev on Monday. He can't exchange it and say, I'm going to bring it for the chelev that I ate on Monday, and I'll deal with the Sunday one another time. Shenema korbanu achatose, because the pasuk says his korban for his chet, meaning ad shehe korbanu l'shem chatose, only if his korban is for his particular avera and for that particular avera. With that said, but Rambam paskins, based on the Gemara, as we'll see, that if it was from one avera to the other, then attacker doesn't work. But if he did it from one avera to another instance to the same avera, he's not supposed to do it, but b'diavad it would work.
So he ate
dam and chay. He ate dam and designated according to the dam, and then he ate chaylev. He can't bring it for the chaylev. But if two are the same, then Rambam paskins that b'diavad it would work. Yeah, well, that's how the Rambam paskins. So it's the halacha until the Sanhedrin decides otherwise. Okay. Where do we know this from, that the son can't use his korban, his father's korban? The Tanarabonon, because we learn in a brisa. The pasuk says korbanoi, that he has to bring his korban, meaning korbanoi who yotze, he can only be yotze with his own korban. Then he yotze with korban over, he can't be yotze with his father's korban. Right. Yachol continues the brisa. It's a long brisa. It goes all the way down until...
Why didn't he use that for chatos before?
Because that was as far as his own. We had korbanoi al chatosu. We have both words. It has to be korbanoi and it has to be the shem chatosu. Both. That's what we're going to go through with the braisa. We're going to explain in detail.
So chatos, it has to be a korban.
Okay. Korbanoi al chatosu. That's what we're saying. It has to be his own korban. It has to be for that particular avera that he designated it for. Let's go through the braisa. We'll see. It's a long braisa. It's going to take up most of the gemara here until the next mishnah. So korban, the korban noy who yotze, he can only be yotze when it's his own korban. The any yotze a korban over, he cannot be yotze with a korban that his father had designated. So the brayza continues, yochol lo yotze a korban over. Now you could think like this: when will we say he can't be yotze with his father's korban? Only bebehema shehifrish aviv menakala ala chamura. Only if, let's say, his father had designated the korban for a lighter avera, and he wants to use it. The son wants to use it for a more stringent avera. What's the difference between kala and chamura? Kala, Rashi says, would be, for example, the ones where there's no mitzvah facing. For example, nidar or chelev. Chamura would be the ones where there's mitzvah facing, like most of the other arayas in our Mishnah, like Shabbat.
Nidar would be what?
Nidar is kala, because malchus, if there was a throw, fine, but otherwise it's kares. Otherwise, the maximum penalty for nidah is kares, as opposed to the maximum penalty, for example, for eishes ish is mitzvah. So that's kala and chamura. There are other mepharshim explain that kala and chamura means, for example, as we're going to learn in the next mishnah, we know there's a korban ola b'yoda. There's certain korbanos where the korban is adjustable in value depending on the person's on how much the person can afford. So kala would mean a korban where you have that adjustment, where you're able to bring a cheaper korban if you have to, and chamura would be most kinds of chatoris where you can. Anyway, so you would think, says the Brisa, that fine, if his father designated it for a Kala, then the son can't bring it for a Chamura. Or even a Chamura ala Kala. Or we could argue the other way around. The father designated it for a Chamura, the son can't bring it for a Kala. Avo Yotze B'Korban Shehefer Sh'ov him in a Kala ala Kala, or even a Chamura ala Chamura. Maybe if it's the same category, that both his father did a Kala, and he also did a Kala. So his father did Chelev, his father ate Chelev, he ate Dam, let's say. Both of them are a Kala, because both of them, the maximum penalty is Karis. Or both of them were Chamura. You would think that one of them broke Shabbos and the other one had relations with an Ashes Ish. So then you would think that he should be Yotze. Shamadlaim, a Korbano. No, because the fact is the Pasuk says his Korban. The Korbano, who Yotze, he can only be Yotze with his own Korban. The Ena Yotze, the Korbano Shalavi. He can't be Yotze with his father's Korban. Yochol lo Yotze, the Korban Oviv. Now, you would think like this. When do we say he can't be Yotze with his father's Korban? The Behema Shehifish. If his father actually designated an animal for the Korban. And that's even even you're going to say, fine, it's the same category, they're both kalas, they're both chamuras, the father doesn't need an actual animal, you're going to say, fine, we can accept that the son can't bring it. And we know, and there's precedent for that, because we have a similar concept when it comes to Hilchos Nazirus. Suppose you have a father was a Nazir and the son was also a Nazir.
Right.
At the end of the Nazirus, a person has to bring three korbanos, an ola, a chatas, and an eshlamim. Suppose that the father designated animals for that purpose. Suppose now he died. We say the son cannot use those animals for his own korbanos, even though he's a yodish. He yoshin them from his father. Now, the same thing as both Nazirus. Never. So certain ones, you have different rules. The chatas, the chatas is a chatas amesa. As usual, as we learn tomorrow, yeah. The ola and the shlomim, if I remember correctly, yeah, you have to leave them to graze, et cetera, yeah. Anyway, I don't remember that detail exactly, but whatever, the point is. So there you see, so animals that the father designated, fine, they have a stricter status, and the son can't use them. Maybe you could argue that he should be able to use if his father only designated money and hadn't yet actually bought a korban with it. And then we could say even from a kala to a chamura, or chamura to kala, and we have a precedent for that. Because there is a halacha l'moshe m'sinai that says that if the father designated money for his korbanos of nezirus, and he didn't actually specify which part of the money is meant to go for which korban. So the three animals that he needs for korbanos are worth altogether $100. So he set aside $100, saying, generically, I'm going to use this for my korbanos. But he didn't specify which one is which one. So then the din is, the halacha l'moshe m'sinai, that the son, if the father dies, then the son, when he inherits that money, is able to use it for his korbanos. And that would not be true if the money had been specified, because then, for example, the money for the chatas has to go to the Yam HaMelech, because it's like a chatas HaMesa.
Right.
So therefore, by the same logic over here, we should say that when it comes to money, we should allow him. If his father designated money for a chatas chelev, then he should be able to bring it for a chatas. No, still Talmud Lema Korbonoi. The fact is, after all, the Pasuk says his korban, meaning Korbonoi hu yotze vein yotze b'korban aviv. One of the Achronim points out, I mean, if we use the word Korbanah, everybody, how are we using it over and over again? So he says, because the idea is once we establish that the precedent from Nazirus tells us that you can't use an animal that your father designated for his Korban Nazirus, then fine, we don't really need the word Korbanah to teach us that the same is true of a Chala. So instead, we're using it fresh only for the case of the money, where the precedent of Nazirus would have told us that you should be able to.
And the Chatas?
So that, what do you mean the Chatas? So therefore, that's it. So we haven't yet even used the word Chatas, sorry, that we're going to get to. So far, we're still focusing on Korban. Okay. Yochol lo yetze afilu b'moris shehifrish afilu min akala ala kala, I mean a chamura ala chamura. So you would argue like this, fine. I can accept that when it comes to money that he inherited from his father, fine. We're going to say the word korban noy, it has to be his korban. Therefore, he can't use money that his father designated, even if his father had designated it for a kala and he wants to use it for a kala, or even if his father designated it for a chamura and he wants to use it for a chamura. Aval, but, continues the Braise, you would think, yotze b'korban shehifrish la'atzmoy, maybe he can be yotze with an animal that he designated for himself, for one avera, afilim in a chamura ala kala, or in a kala ala chamura. So now his own korban is korban noi. He himself designated it because he ate chelev. Now he wants to use it because he had relations with an eshet ish, even for a kala to a chamur, like chelev to eshet ish, or chamur to kala, yes. No, korbono yachatosoi. No, because therefore the pasuk says his korban for his avera. Ad jehel shem chatos, only for the specific avera. Right. Next, yochol lo yetsa b'korban asma b'behema shehikrish la'atzmoi. Fine. So you can say, okay, based on that pasuk, then fine. That excludes the case when it was an animal that he designated for his own korban. Afkulam inakala alakala imenachamura alchamura. And the reason is, and the logic with that is chicane, because we can argue like this: im hifrish behema ala chelev, if a person designated an animal for a korban to bring because he ate chelev, they have via ala dam, and instead he brought that same korban for blood that he had eaten, or ala dam via ala chelev. Now the din would be shaharei loy ma'al v'loy kipper. By doing that, he has not committed me'ila, and he has not been machaper. The Gemara is going to explain soon what that line means. Avo yotzi b'mois. But you can argue that he should be yotze with money that he designated for himself to go from one kala to another. So, for example, from chelev to dam, maybe money should be fungible like that.
Technically, you cannot do it with an animal, but you can.
No,
do
we
it.
Can argue. We're all, the Brayta is arguing. How do we know that he can't do it with money? And after all, a logical reason to say that is because if he designated for himself, for his own korban, if he designated money for a korban for chelev, and instead he used that money to buy a korban for dam, or he designated for dam and instead he bought it for chelev, sharei mo'al v'kipir, on the face of it then, he did commit me'ila, and he was mechaper, so, which again, the Gemara will explain what that line means. So no, Talmud Lomar, Korbono Yachatoso, no, therefore the Pasuk says his Korban for his Chet, Adjei Korbono L'Shem Chetah. It means the Korban has to be for the particular Chet that it was designated for. Okay, thus far the Braisa. Now, most of the Braisa we understand well enough, but my Loi Mo'al V'Loi Kipper, what do we mean when we talk about when we talk about an animal that was designated for one, for a Korban for Chelev, and instead he brought it for Dam? What do you mean he didn't commit Ne'ila and he wasn't Mechaper? In front of Rapapa in the yeshiva, explain what it means as follows. You can argue in that case the reason why because me'ila will not be relevant over there, because the whole concept of me'ila only applies to the whole concept of me'ila only applies. He's not able to take an animal of he's not able to make an animal of kodshim and make it chulin, because it's still a tam, it's not a balmum, and as a tam, it's impossible to take it out. It stays kodesh. So you could argue, if he takes an animal that was supposed to be used for a chatas chelev, and instead he's using it for a chatas dam, he didn't commit me'ila, it didn't change the status of the animal, it still remains that it was supposed to be a chatas for chelev, it didn't lose its status of kodshim. Therefore, you can argue, kaptori nami le mechaper. Therefore, you could argue, fine, then it's logical to say that it can't be mechaper either. Because if he's not able to change its status, lahalacha, and it's still considered kodshim all the time, then fine. It's logical to say that he's not able, and then it's logical to say that therefore his redesignation, if it's for dam, is not going to be effective. Aval, but the Braisa is saying, but the Braisa is saying, hoyo v'kach, given that that's the case, fine. Le'motzi mishani, given that that's the case, that the me'ila wouldn't be applicable to it, then fine. Le'motzi mishani, that he's not able to change the designation from chelev to dam. Avo mois, but you could argue with money, the Braisa is saying, given the imashani moil, given that it is possible to do me'ila with, because money is obviously only kedushas damim, it is possible to do me'ila with it. And if he were to do me'ila with it, he would have, if he misused it for a different purpose, he would have committed me'ila, or maisi korban me'ila, and he would actually have to bring a korban for that. Ema b'tchila nami maisi, so you would think maybe to begin with, he's able to change that money's designation, because he has the power to change it to being from kodshim to chulin, and commit me'ila on it. Therefore, maybe he should have the power, money he can, maybe therefore he should have the power to change it from a chatas, from money for a chatas chelev to money for a chatas dam, kamash malon, and that is why the Braisa needs to stress that nevertheless, korbono al chatas, that means it has to be for the original chatas that it was designated.
Even money that was
for a chatas dam cannot go for, no, forget about an oshim, it can't, obviously, but even if it was for a chatas chelev, it can't go for chatas dam.
Right. Why can't it go for a national
monastery? Because that is the different type of korban. That's a whole different type of korban.
Yeah.
So with that said, though, we haven't discussed in the Braisa the case where it was meant for one instance of chelev, and instead he brought it for another instance of chelev, and that is why the Rambam paskins that in that case, b'dieved, it would be okay, because we don't have a pasuk to tell us that it's not. Mishnah says, Mivian Mehekesh Kis. Now, we have like this. We know that there's a korban ola v'yorin. You have a three-tier type of korban for Tumas Mekesh for Kodshim and a few other things, where if the person is rich, he brings a sheep, or he brings a sheep or a goat, and if he can't afford that, he brings two birds, and if he can't afford that, he brings a minsa. One second. Furthermore, you also have with a regular chathas that a person brings for chaylev or dam or shabbos or what have you, can be either a female sheep or a female goat. So now, in the previous Mishnah, we talked about things that you can't change. Now we're going to talk about things you can change. Okay, a regular chathas for chaylev or dam or what have you, a person can bring either a sheep or a female sheep or a female goat. In the case of a korban olah v'yorin, the four things that we learned in the second paragraph, that a person brings an adjustable value korban, tumas mikdash v'kodshav, shavuos bitui, shavuos ha'edus, those things, you have a three-tier thing. A person brings either a sheep or a goat if he can afford it, two birds if he can't afford that, and a korban mincha if he can't even afford that. Dalos and dalos. We learned about it in the second column.
One sheep, or two birds, or a minchah.
So the Mishnah says, Mevi'in mehekdesh kispa se'ira, a person can, if he designated money to buy a sheep for his korban chatas, he can instead use that money to buy a goat. Mehekdesh se'ira kispa, or vice versa. He designated money to buy a goat, he can use it to buy a sheep. Or mehekdesh kispa se'ira, teren v'nei yonah, he can also, in the case of a korban olah v'yored, if he designated money for a sheep or a goat, because he was rich at the time, he can take from that money and use it towards the two birds. He became poor, so now he can take from that money, use it for the two birds, and the rest of the money becomes cholin. According to Rashi, says the rest of it becomes cholin. The Shita Mukobetis brings a different opinion that says that no, it would go to Nadav. Whatever, but he's able to take out of that money and bring birds from it. Similarly, if he designated money for Torun of Neyona, and then he became even poorer, Dalos, he's able to take some of that money and use it to buy the Asira Seifa, which we learned earlier in the Masechta. You have the scale over there. You have one is worth 1/16 of the other one, 1/32 of the other one, whatever. We had a whole calculation over there. So therefore, the rest of the money, again, according to Rashi, would be Chulin, and according to Shittim Kobethis, would go to Nadava. And vice versa. Kesad, what does that mean? Hifrish l'kisvoy l'se'ira, if a person designated money for a sheep or a goat for his chatas, ketni, and then he became, for his korban olah v'yored, then he became poor, yavi ois, he can use that money to bring a bird. Ketni, and if he became even poorer than that, yavi asira seifa, then he can use some of that money to bring the asira seifa. And vice versa, hifrish l'asira seifa, if he designated money for the asira seifa, because he was very poor, hashir, and then he became richer, yavi oif, he can use that money from the asira seifa, plus some other money, to buy a bird. Hashir, and if he became even richer than that, he's able to take the money that he was going to use for the bird, yavi kisbo seifa, and use it to bring a sheep or a goat. So now it goes both ways. From Menahani Mili, where do we know all this from? That you're able to switch from one to the other. To Tanan Abanam, we learn in a Braisa. Like this. By the Korban Olah V'yored, you have, again, there's three levels. And by the first level, which is the sheep or the goat, the Torah says that he brings the Korban, that he's forgiven, Mechatosai, from his sin. By the birds, it says the same thing. He's forgiven Mechatosai. By the Asira Sa'efa, instead it uses the expression al chatosai, he's forgiven for his sin. So let's focus on that. Mei chatosai, al chatosai, matam ablema. So like this. Minayin ata oima shemuvian mehektish kisba se'ira. How do we know that you're able to swap out and the money that was supposed to be for a kisba, for a sheep, can go instead for a goat? Or vice versa. Umehektish kisbo is the ira totem of neyona, that from the animals you can go to birds. Umehektish totem of neyona asira sa'efa. Case that, and what does that mean? What's the scenario? Here, Krishna's kisvo v'seira, as we said in the Mishnah, if he designated money for kisvo v'seira, v'heni, and then he became poor, yabi oif, he can use some of that money to buy a bird, heni, and if he became even poorer than that, yabi asira seifa, he can use some of that money to buy an asira seifa, hifrish asira seifa v'heshir, and vice versa, if he designated money for an asira seifa and then became rich, yabi oif, he can use that money plus other money to buy a bird, heshir yabi kisvo v'seira, and if he became even richer, he can use that money plus some other money to buy a kisbo seira, and furthermore, kifish kisvoy seira, if he designates, now all this, we were talking so far about money. Now let's talk about if he designated actual animals. Kifish kisvoy seira, if he designated a sheep or a goat, v'nitzavu, and then they develop the mum, im rotza yavi b'dman, if he wants, meaning if he's poor now, then he can use that money to buy a bird instead, because even though the animal, he designated an animal itself, fine, but it got a mum, so now it can be sold, you can be paid there. On the other hand, hifrish oifin estive, on the other hand, if he designated a bird and then it developed a mum, lo yavi b'dam, asir ta'efa, fine, in that case, he can't use the money for an asir ta'efa, the reason is she'en lo oif pidyon, that's because there's a side thing, there's a bird, you can't be paid there, because pidyon only applies to four-legged animals. So how do we know all those dinim? Lochein nema mechatose al chatose. That is why it says mechatose and it says al chatose. Mechatose means from his chatos, meaning that he's able to take from the money or from the money that he designated for his chatos and use for a different level.
Right.
And then on the other hand, by the Asir Seifa, it's al chatose, because the other way around, he can take the money for his Asir Seifa and add to it al chatose in addition to his money for his chatos and bring the next value up curve. Mechatose means that he's taking from the money. He's taking from the money, he designated, let's say, one seller for his, sheep, and he's taking out of that seller, he's taking, let's say, one dinner or a half a dinner or whatever, as we learned in the first paragraph, and buying two birds with it. That's mechatosin. From the money for his chatos, he's bringing a smaller carbon. And the same thing from the bird to the Asirah Seifa. We said there the Asirah Seifa is worth only a fruit. And vice versa, al chatosin, upon his chatos, means he takes the prutta that he was going to use for the Asirah Seifa and adds more pruttas to it and has now a half or a quarter or whatever it was of a dinner and buys two birds. And the same as al chatosai. So that is why it says mei chatosai, and that is why it says al chatosai. Now, it is true that it has to say the word, it's true that it has to say mei chatosai both by the animal and by the bird. The e cost of krug abe hektish kisvoy seira, because if it only mentioned in connection with the animal, hava amina, you would argue like this. Hefrish kisva, you could say if he was mafrish, an animal, sure, kimi ani, when he gets poor, mehalin mois, nechalinun aloif, he can take some of that money and be mechalal it on a bird, the night the oif, and then he can bring a bird. And the reason that would work, to go from an animal to a bird, to kisva v'oif tavayu mina damim minu, because after all, they both involve blood that's going to go on the mizbeach. Aval asira seifer, delav mina de damim minu, and asira seifer, there's no blood involved, it's a mincha, e loik siv kro mechatose gabi oif. So if the Torah had not used the word mechatose by a bird, hava mina, you would have thought, ki makrish mois v'kina, if he designated money for his pair of birds, umi ani, and then he became poor, loi maisi asira seifer, maybe he should not be allowed to use some of that money for the asira seifer, delav mina de damim minu, because not something that involves blood, so it's a different category of carbon. So therefore, you would argue that maybe he has to spend more money, fresh money, to get an asirah seifa, and the whole money that he designated for the bird is going to have to go to the nedava boxes. Therefore, repeats the word mechatose by a bird. So therefore, that tells us that even from the hektish of a bird, he's able to bring an asirah seifa, even though that does not involve blood.
What tells it
the fact that it says mechatose again by a bird. The Gemara continues with that conversation, but we'll stop now for Meyer, and we'll continue it tomorrow night.
What time?